You're listening to KNKX. People trying to escape homelessness often have to navigate a complicated web of systems. Those may include healthcare and addiction treatment, housing programs, even the criminal justice system. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James followed up with one man who spent a year working his way from a tent to an apartment. And his story shows just what kind of effort that takes.
When I met Jason Chambers, he had been living on the streets for 5 years, most recently in a sprawling encampment on Tacoma's Tide Flats. He was in his late 30s, tall, lanky, full of nervous energy, and he was at a turning point. He had just moved to a sanctioned tent community the city of Tacoma had set up, and he had finally begun speaking with a caseworker. It seemed like he was on his way to getting a home.
Now things are turning around, you know.
I caught up with him a year later.
Home sweet home.
Jason has just moved into an apartment in Puyallup. It's a simple place, a one-story home in a row of identical ones. The only things in his living room are a stand-up lamp and a recliner that he sleeps on. He walks into his new bedroom and opens the blinds.
There's the outside and the elements, and I'm inside. And I'm not out there in the elements no more, so that is amazing, amazing feeling.
But getting here took more than Jason ever imagined. Jason says his mom introduced him to drugs when he was a preteen. When I first met him in the tent city, he had just gotten off heroin for the first time in years. He was taking a daily dose of methadone, an opioid doctors prescribe to replace heroin in people trying to overcome addiction. Jason was proud of being in recovery. At the tent city, he transformed from a hooded, silent figure to an almost bubbly presence. Here's his caseworker, Dawn Bowl, who works for the nonprofit Catholic Community Services.
All of us at the site, we could just see it. Like, his smile, he just had a beautiful smile that we just, you know, we saw this different person.
Dawn's in recovery herself. She left a corporate job in international logistics to do this kind of work, helping people like Jason. She's been a constant presence in his life, including when Jason was trying to deal with an outstanding warrant for an old drug possession charge. It haunted him. Over the years, police had picked him up on this warrant multiple times. They would have him serve about 30 days in jail. Then they would order him to check in with a corrections officer in Mason County, where he had an old address. But Jason was homeless in Tacoma and had no way of traveling the 50 miles to Mason County. One time, he says, he was released from jail with a bus ticket that got him as far as Olympia, but no farther.
I mean, I didn't know where I was at. I didn't know nobody. So I get some change, and I get on a bus back to Tacoma, where I'm from, and I'd have a warrant 24 hours later. And this was the process that kept happening.
He says it happened as many as 5 times. If Jason didn't take care of the warrant, he would keep going to jail. So he and Dawn worked out a plan to deal with it once and for all. But before they could do that, a Tacoma police officer stopped Jason one night for jaywalking. The officer saw Jason's warrant and booked him into Pierce County Jail. Without his daily dose of methadone, he began to go through the painful process of withdrawal.
You know, day 3 sets in, and I mean, I was talking to Mickey Mouse, and, I was a mess.
Meanwhile, Dawn was trying to ensure Jason wouldn't have to report for community supervision all the way in Mason County. She was told assigning Jason to a Pierce County office wouldn't be a problem if he had an address there. But because he was homeless, there was nothing anyone could do. When Jason was released from jail, Dawn drove him to Shelton to plead his case with a corrections officer in person.
So I was able to transport him down there and beg and plead that they release him into Pierce County.
It worked. Jason was allowed to report to a corrections office close to home. But he had another problem. He needed to get back on methadone quickly. He feared if he didn't, he'd fall back into heroin. When Jason returned to the methadone clinic in Lakewood after a month in jail, he got his dose. But he came away believing he'd have to return with a dirty urine sample if he wanted to continue in the program. The manager of the clinic tells me that's actually not a requirement, and it's possible Jason misinterpreted what he was told. Either way, he bought $5 worth of heroin and snorted it at a Tacoma bus stop. Then he walked back to the tent city. That's where his memory stops.
I remember sitting down for a minute, talking to somebody, and then I came to my senses, with the EMTs surrounding me, cutting off my jacket I just got for Christmas. It was pretty upsetting.
After a month detoxing, the methadone plus the heroin was enough to cause an overdose.
I heard about it the next morning, but to my understanding and to everybody there, I mean, he was, like, he was blue. He was OD'd. Everybody thought he was dead.
Jason says it took 5 hits of the overdose reversal drug Narcan to bring him back. When he woke up, he was humiliated. At the Tent City, Jason had a reputation as a mentor to other people fighting addiction and had convinced others to get into the methadone program.
I mean, I just remember looking up and looking over it and seeing staff and going, no, no, this is not happening here. No, this is not happening here. Not at the site. Oh my God, this is happening at the site. And I just wanted to die. I just wanted to not be there.
That was in the fall. Since then, with help from Dawn, Jason has stuck with the methadone program and continued checking in with his corrections officer. Eventually, he got word the nonprofit Share and Care House had an apartment for him. He lives there free of charge because he has no income. More than a third of the people who enter Tacoma's Tent City move on to permanent housing, but close to two-thirds return to the streets or simply disappear without telling anyone where they're going. To Dawn, Jason's story shows just how steep the climb out of homelessness can be and how bureaucracies can sabotage people, even those trying as hard as Jason.
All the steps that he was trying to take to stay in compliance with everything is also what caused him to overdose.
To Jason, his story shows the value of having an advocate like Dawn. He says moving into the Tent City and meeting her saved his life.
I probably would be dead already right now. I'd probably be underneath one of them bridges, overdosed.
The challenges aren't over. Jason is still getting used to living indoors. The first night, he was caught off guard by how quiet it was. He stepped outside and almost walked back to the familiar noise and chaos of the Tent City. Then he paused out in the cold.
I had a flashback of all the nights I'd been outside with no blanket and huddled up underneath a doorway on Tacoma Avenue or wherever, freezing to death, thinking, am I going to die tonight? You know what I'm saying? Am I actually going to freeze to death tonight? All that came to me, and I remember that, and I was like, wow. Yeah, it's over now.
He went back inside, locked the door, and fell asleep on the recliner. Will James, KNKX News. ¶¶